John Bland, B-L-A-N-D, today's 10-22-25, 5770, 55-year-old gentleman, single, works for City Glass here in town, comes in with cough, congestion, tired, fatigue, he's lost weight. Ketchum has had issues with neck pain and arm pain for some time. At times, the pain is severe. He was seen by Dr. Halberdier, who referred him for an MRI, which he never went. He also received Toradol and dexamethasone, which helped him tremendously. New paragraph, the pain comes and goes, definitely not cardiac. He worsens with movement of the arm and holding his arm over his head for a long time. Hey, Ms. Rosalyn, can you hold 1 second? Thank you. Patient's colonoscopy not done, is not interested in colonoscopy. I've asked for Cologuard to be done. We'll ask for another one. COVID immunization, non-medications, non-allergy, self-surgery, includes hemorrhoid surgery, nose surgery, lip surgery, right hand surgery, ankle surgery. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, family history, diabetes, hypertension, and mom recently passed away with natural causes, and lots of history of aneurysm in the family, brain aneurysm. He was told it might be hereditary and not interested in a workup, having an MRI or an MRA done, period. The paragraph on exam, John is alert, awake, he's lost about 7 pounds. He weighs 163, 98.3, 95, 20, 78, 130 over 78. Heart positive, swollen positive, restored lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows every skin shows natural, mucosal, and his nose are focal. TMs are red, by the way. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, treat with Dexa. 10 milligram or 7 gram, mix from a Z-pack, mix from a major dose pack. Number two, neck pain, needs an MRI, did not want to do an MRI. I'm going to refer him to an ortho for injection, possible shoulder, and needs to rule out herniated disc in his neck. Once again, it's much easier for him to go see a specialist and let them handle that part. Next number, I gave him Celebrex for pain, and the Medrol dose pack should be helpful as well as it did last time. Next number, I told him not to forget about this and must get this done ASAP. Next number, I ordered a CT of the chest because at one time he had a spot on his lung. I don't think chest x-ray is sufficient with his extensive history of smoking and tobacco abuse. Next number, CT of the chest is a must. Next number is family history of aneurysm. I'd like for him to have an MRI of his brain, but he's not interested. Next number, order Cologuard. Once again, he's never been able to complete the task of finishing it and sending it off. Next number is he does have some varicose veins on his ultrasound, but he has no symptoms of intermittent claudication. Next number, his echocardiogram is within normal limits in face of left arm pain. Next number, carotid ultrasound shows slight calcification. Next number, I do not see any evidence of lymphadenopathy or any other abnormal findings in the axilla on the left side where the pain is having left shoulder pain. Next number, left shoulder pain, left arm pain, as above. Next number, his liver looks okay. He doesn't drink alcohol. Next number, gallbladder looks normal. Next number, there's no evidence of renal problems or issues. Next number, his prostate is slightly enlarged. Next number, he does have mild prostate symptoms. Next number, check PSA. Thank you. Bye-bye.